What We're Reading contributor Lily Winter returns with another installment of Forgotten Authors. Today, she reintroduces us to Belgian writer George Simenon.
Maigret is the fictional detective. Simenon is the author. I'm clarifying that because I know that I talk about Maigret like he's a real person, and Simenon is hard for me to say. I first heard about the Maigret novels while reading Luc Barre's excellent history of Julia Child and James Beard in France, titled Provence, 1970. M.F.K. Fisher spent that summer reading the Maigret novels. Georges Simenon was born in Belgium in 1903. Although he was a serious novelist, he wrote 76 Maigret murder mysteries as diversions, what he called amusements. Perhaps he didn't take them as seriously as his 135 non-Maigret novels, but Maigret has been filmed more than 200 times by actors from more than 9 countries, as well as featured in radio plays from the BBC and even in a series of comic books. The novels are short, about half the length of an average novel, and are usually based in Paris, although some plots take Maigret and his team to different parts of France, and even to Belgium, Holland, and New York. He isn't an extraordinary man. He's just a guy doing a job. We meet him rather late in his career, when his picture is in the newspapers regularly, and he is often recognized. A big, lumbering man, he is addicted to his pipe, and like me, loves beer. He lives with his wife in a Paris apartment, enjoys good food, and will go anywhere at any hour to investigate a crime. He isn't like Poirot, who lives for the puzzle, or like Holmes, who can't sleep until he corners the criminal. He isn't righteous. Although he's seen it all, he's still interested in and sympathetic to people. He prefers to hang out in the bar, to listen and watch, instructing his faithful subordinate Luca to follow this person or that. He always gets his man, or woman, although not always in the way we are accustomed to, for sometimes he looks past the law and sees justice. In one novel I recently reread, Maigret spent 3 days uncovering the truth of a mystery. When he found the guilty parties, he didn't arrest anyone. He turned and walked away. You can't be sure what you're going to get with Maigret. In another favorite, he discovers and reveals the sufferings of a man framed for a crime, then lies to the judge, taking the blame for the attempted revenge himself. The suspect walks away, fulfilling Maigret's idea of higher justice. I've learned a lot about France, a place I've known little about and honestly wasn't very interested in. I know now, however, that at least in the 1940s, people ate truly nose to tail, started drinking at 9 in the morning, and drank coffee out of what Americans would call cereal bowls. Each novel takes you to a different world. Professors charm students and promise them the world. One man is framed for a crime that ends up involving a whole town. We go from locks on the canals where people live on boats, to castle basements, to bars, strip clubs, and hotel kitchens. One of my favorite novels is The Hanged Man. It isn't your traditional novel. There isn't really even a crime. Maigret observes a man acting strangely in a post office and decides to play a practical joke on him. That leads to a suicide, a bribe, and a man trying to push Maigret into a river. As the novel unfolds, old obsessions and injustices are revealed, and Maigret's solution is, perhaps, unheard of in most detective fiction. Possibly the best in the series is The Night at the Crossroads, which was filmed last year and shown on Acorn TV, starring Rowan Atkinson. In a town so small there are only 3 buildings, a body is found, false identity is revealed, and Maigret uncovers what has to be the world's tiniest crime syndicate. Characters are fleshed out, lies are exceptional, and the ending is sad, rich, and great. The show is well worth looking for. I'm making my way through the series on audio with new translations by Penguin Books, and I'm watching the series starring Bruno Kramer, filmed in France between 1991 and 2005. These are available with excellent English subtitles, and I've even got the book Madame Maigret's Recipes, endorsed by Simenon. Stingrays, larks, calf's heads, they ate it all. As to his serious novels, I am leaving them for other readers, as they have been described as dark, full of loathsome characters, Nazis, sociopaths, abusers. I am quoting his obituary in the New York Times, quote, "In act of passion, a physician strangles his mistress under the illusion that he is killing her sinful nature while freeing the frightened child inside. The Cat featured a love-hate story of an elderly couple who spent years in silent mutual torment, communicating only in writing," unquote. I also don't think I'll read his autobiography, Intimate Memoirs. Every reviewer focuses on stories of wrecked marriages and thousands of affairs. I've known lots of men like that, and I'm not interested. I don't want Maigret to be forgotten because he has afforded me so many hours of perfect reading. The New York Times says that reading the whole series is much like locking yourself in a bunker for several years with your favorite relatives. The books are smart, well-written, and enlightening. There are so many things I didn't know, so many people I hadn't met. I want that for you, too.
This is What We're Reading,